I've been playing music as long as I can remember. I started playing the piano even before my mom would technically allow me to take lessons. I just listened to my siblings' lessons and did them on my own later. I started composing music really not consistently until high school. And I never imagined I would be a composition major until about halfway through my freshman year when I decided to switch.
When you're working on a piece, do you start out with an end goal in mind, or do you have an inspiration that you then take to the finish of the piece?
The answer is it depends. I've composed a variety of pieces in a variety of different ways. Sometimes I just start at the beginning and work straight through, and I don't really know where I'm going until I get there. Sometimes, particularly, I wrote a string quartet that's kind of based more on pulling back to classical forms, and so I started with a specific structure, an idea in mind, and kind of filled in the blanks. Often, it's a mix of something in between that.
What's the hardest part for you of writing something from scratch?
Honestly, I want to say editing. I get all these crazy ideas in my head, and usually melodies will come to my mind really quickly. I guess I'm inspired a lot, but they don't usually translate that quickly into paper. Actually getting it down on paper and working through editing and re-editing, it's a lot more work than I had originally anticipated.
A year and a half ago, Emily felt her first symptoms of an undiagnosed illness. For weeks, she was unable to live on her own, and she's still feeling the effects of the mysterious sickness.
For one day, for the space of several hours, I could not move my arms or legs. It's a pretty terrifying experience, and to this day, no one knows why. The symptoms that have persisted are headache, nausea, muscle weakness, and fatigue. So it's interesting because they're very vague symptoms and they're invisible. It belongs to the category, I guess, of what people call invisible diseases, where half the time, you know, no one would know anything was wrong unless you told them, or unless they're around you on a consistent enough basis.
Has that affected at all how you have interacted with music, what it has meant to you?
It's affected everything in my life. I think it's about the same time that I started writing as just kind of a subtitle to each one of my pieces, To the Glory of God. Music, as I consider it, is a gift from God. It's an expression that He's given us to let us say something that we couldn't say with words. And what I have to say is that God is good all the time. He's good through suffering, and He blesses His children. And that's what I try to make come out of my music.
Emily has been working with a piano tuner at OU and hopes to continue to learn the craft wherever she ends up. Until then, she'll keep composing. For Assignment Radio, I'm Madeline Stebbins.